This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. If you're a woman over the age of 40, chances are you're getting barraged online with ads for hormone therapy products, estrogen, progesterone, even testosterone. Much like GLP-1 medications for weight loss, hormone treatments are now easily and quickly accessible through virtual medical appointments and online prescriptions. The promise is quick relief from all kinds of symptoms related to perimenopause and menopause, like hot flashes, weight gain, mood swings, and brain fog. But local providers say not so fast. When it comes to taking these medications, it's not always going to be helpful or even safe. WHYY's Mike and Scott, host of The Pulse, joins us to talk about this. Good morning, Mikan.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Mikan, what have you learned about this?
Jennifer, menopause experts in our region are getting worried. They're raising the alarm bells that these online prescriptions of hormones have created a bit of a run on hormones without much of a safety net.
It's the wild, wild west because we have patients who really need to be asked the proper questions, who need to be seen by people who know what they're doing.
That's Robin Fay. She is an OBGYN and certified menopause practitioner with Jefferson Health. She told me about a patient she saw this week who was really desperate to address her symptoms.
She went online. She wasn't asked the proper questions. And she literally had medical history, family history, that would have precluded her from taking estrogen and progesterone. She was given it, and she really should not have been on it.
So this patient had a high risk for cardiovascular disease, and taking hormones can make that risk even greater. But she was never asked about her medical history during this quick online appointment.
So, Mike, and what are some other factors that preclude women from using hormone therapy?
There is a lot of research on this now coming from federal agencies, lots and lots of universities. And generally speaking, hormone therapy is safe for a lot of women. But if you have an elevated risk for breast cancer, or again, you have a history of heart disease, blood clots, stroke, then hormones are not safe for you. Also, you should not use them if you're over the age of 60 or 10 years past your last menstrual period.
Okay. And on the other hand, what kinds of issues can hormone therapy address?
So the best known one is probably osteoporosis. Estrogen can help prevent osteoporosis. Hormone therapy can also work really well when it comes to managing hot flashes, night sweats, and sleep disruptions, and that, in turn, can have a lot of other benefits. Here's OBGYN Arina Chesnikova from Penn Medicine. She's also a certified menopause practitioner.
And once terrible hot flashes and night sweats are managed, people usually sleep better. As a result of that, their cognition gets better. As a result of that, their mood gets better.
And Jennifer, you know, a lot of women just report feeling better in general when they take hormones, but both providers told me that hormones are not the cure-all they are currently made out to be, especially when you're looking online. You're not going to look 20 years younger. You're not going to feel 20 years younger. You're not going to drop 20 pounds. And the quality of the products you get is not always guaranteed. Here's Dr. Chesnikova again.
Stay away from just the barrage of advertising that's online because you just don't know what you're getting.
What's the general wisdom for women going through this?
Both of the providers told me that, yes, it's really hard to get an appointment with a medical provider who actually is trained in menopause, but still, going online, going rogue could do more damage than good. And there are also lots of other things you can do to alleviate symptoms like healthy nutrition and exercise.
Thank you so much, Mikan.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Mikan Scott is hosting an event on the topic of menopause here at WHYY. It's on October 21st. It starts at 5. Both Dr. Fay and Dr. Chesnikova will be on the panel. For more information, just visit whyy.org/events. This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning.